Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for those of us on the DJV program, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, to work our way through the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. It's one of the things that we do as the week comes to a close. Over the weekend, people are interested in our thoughts. We're interested in your thoughts. That's why our social media is available for your thoughts on the issues of the day at Twitter, at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show. So all of us will have our thoughts intertwined here into the lists itself, the story list and the people list, those two together, top 10 items. Sometimes I start at the bottom, sometimes I start at the top. With both the people list and the story list, I think this week we'll start at the top because of the continuing focus and misinformation about the variant and the vaccines and the masks, plus the fact that there's a thing floating around that cats can catch the virus if they sleep on your bed. Did you hear that? There's a lot of people... We all like to sleep with our
my
pets, right?
My cat survived when I had, when I had COVID. She
well, where do they get it?
In December, but I don't think she got COVID from me.
She didn't get COVID?
No.
So how is it that cats can get it and dogs can't? I don't think we've asked our pal Warren Eckstein that question, have we? Under the circumstances, it's probably, is there something in their DNA that equates to our DNA? I'm not sure whether they have an answer, but it's just something to be aware of. And then all of the discussion about masks and where to... Isn't it mandatory in California now to be back on...
It's not mandatory, but it's heavily advised. And, you know, so many people, because our vaccine numbers and our natural immunity numbers in California are really good. And it doesn't feel like people are getting sick. So it feels like there's just more control trying to be asserted by the government. And I think people are sick of it. You know, people, it's been a year and a half. We've been getting a lot of mixed messages. And so even in L.A., I do still see people like out on the street wearing masks, but I think there's a growing number of people who are very complacent, by the way, throughout all of the pandemic that are now like, you know what, enough is enough. We're done. Mm-hmm. We've done what we're supposed to do, and we're over it.
I think that's true. Yeah. All right, number two on the story list this week. And by the way, when I go through this with the ladies, doesn't mean that whatever is said is all there is to say. There's plenty to be said, and it'll come out probably in
other conversations. That's the way it is.
Yes, that's the way it is. Okay, so the Trump Organization is number two. The prosecutors have charged the organization with a tax scheme. For the past 15 years, they've been doing all kinds of things, apparently engaging in aggressive accounting maneuvers, $70,000 for his haircuts, his airplane, so makeup,
$100,000. It's really not just Trump, though. It's... The guy that they charged is his CFO. So
Alan Weisselberg, is that even
Weisselberg?
Yeah.
And I think I don't know. Again, we'll have to see how this all plays out. The Southern District has been looking into the Trump Organization for a really long time. They get Michael Cohen to kind of try to turn and try to provide evidence to them. This, if you look at what this entails. And yes, it's stupid, but it's hard to believe that this isn't happening at other places. I mean, the guy didn't declare that he got money as a bonus for his kids to go to Columbia. He didn't declare some of his bonuses. Does that really rise to the level of this big corruption case? You know what I mean?
Well, if in fact this is bad,
it depends.
Where the hell has the IRS been? Where's the IRS?
Right.
All this?
Well, but the IRS,
this
stuff has all been locked up with Trump's tax returns, too, for the organization. And for his personal stuff. So they just got those tax returns released in February of this year. So
the IRS doesn't have to release them. They have them.
Yeah, the IRS has them.
Right, but they weren't released to the Southern District until February. But the thing that's interesting, though, is, you know, my husband and I were talking about this last night because he, you know, has worked with Michael Cohen, and they were texting about this yesterday. So the funny thing is, like, I wonder if... if this guy's going to go to jail, because, you know, Jen, you and I followed Mike the situation. He evaded taxes that were only a couple hundred thousand, so, and he went to jail for 18 months.
Throw him in. And this is, I think, in total value, like $900,000 over the years. I think they've added up. And I'm sure if they want to put him in jail, they will. But I really... In fact, the lawyers already come out and said that there's no indictments for Trump or his family. I mean, what I think is what they're trying to do.
Weisselberg's just
and it's the same.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that they did to Michael Cohen. Is they're not interested in him. They want to get him to flip and sing like a canary on Trump. And so this guy, I don't think that there's. I don't know. I just don't think there's anything to sing on. But I think that's the idea, is that they want to press him and say, you're going to go to jail. You're an old man. You're not going to get out of jail. You're going to lose your family.
It's political
hacktivism.
Right. It was like Glee time at the New York Times. You'd think that this was like World War II or something. This is all over.
Crimes like this, whether it's a situation or this guy or Bernie Madoff or whoever, what good does it have these guys to do to be in jail? Why are they not paying off their debt, right?
Yes,
why are they not paying off their debt to whoever they swindled it from or
well,
to the
situation did
whatever.
Have to pay his debt back.
Yeah.
And he had to pay fines on top of what he evaded. So, yeah, and jail. So
yeah, he paid fines. Where'd the money go? Where'd the money
government.
Go?
Well, to the IRS, because he
hadn't
paid
back
taxes.
There. Well, it didn't go to the people, the Madoff, what the little he paid back.
No.
It didn't go to the people that he screwed. It
well,
went to the federal
case,
government.
Well, in that case, they try to recoup, I guess, as much as they can and give it back to the victims. But just talk to Kevin Bacon and Kara Sedgwick about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't get their money back from Bernie Madoff.
Mm-mm. Nope. Yep. All right, so there's that. Then the number three item on the story list here is the mayoral race in New York, and I guess to a point, the situation in California with a recall, and there's no national name here. The people
But beyond the names of people who are running, let's talk about New York for a second, because the reason that made news this week is that there were 135,000 test ballots that were counted as real ballots and put in the wrong column. So now if you look and see what the results of the election were in New York, even though it was a couple weeks ago, you're going to find nothing because they're having to go through and recount everything again. And this is, it's incredible to me that after all of the nuttiness after the presidential election in 2020, that this could even be a possibility that this would happen. It's
I don't know
pretty
why they,
pathetic.
Why did they change to ranked choice voting now? This is a,
well,
that, that's where
they,
the mess came from, because this is the first time
they've
done it.
I don't know why they changed now. I mean, that's probably something internally, and I don't know about the timing. I mean, if people voted for it, then it's going to be put into, you know, be implemented when it's supposed to be implemented. But
apparently it's a mess.
That doesn't mean that we can get it wrong. I mean, 135,000 votes mean something to a mayoral race in New York City. The fact that there are 1.8 million more registered voters in California than there are eligible voters, that means something in a congressional race where somebody wins a race by 300 votes. I mean, we, you know, for people who are saying we need to make it easier, we need to loosen restrictions and all of this crap, let's tighten it up so that it works, so that everybody gets a vote, so that everybody can easily access their vote, make their vote, and that we can make sure that it's all counted. Because right now, I have no confidence in that.
No.
It's a disaster.
The whole voting system is a disaster. Okay, coming up, some things from the Supreme Court as the announcements continue this past week of various things that they have voted on and are ruling on during this past session. That's coming right up here on the Talk Radio Review. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. Our, it's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Back to our circumstances here, reviewing the hot hits, the charts for the week of June 28th to the 2nd of July. By the way, happy 4th of July for everybody celebrating here in America. You're listening to this program, which is produced in America but heard all around the world on various sources, wherever you get your podcasts, or at DJVshow.com, which is also where you can find a list of the top 10 stories and top 10 people, that along with the Talkers magazine. So, some of these Supreme Court items, number four this week, the rulings from the Supreme, they keep coming out. They've been coming out for the last 2-3 weeks. So this was a 6-3 vote. The court upheld voting restrictions in Arizona. So the Voting Rights Act of 1965 is still, well, it's in place, but it's not as strong. Is that the way you all would read this? What do you think?
These two rulings are pretty important. They deal with two separate issues. The first
Why are you
is
talking
that
about the revealing the identities? No, go ahead. It's all right. You go ahead.
No, the Supreme Court ruling, so there are two things that were at play. One is that as we try to loosen voter laws, there's this idea that people can cast their votes in multiple precincts. So if you are registered to vote in one, you can go anywhere you want to cast your vote. And the Supreme Court said that that was not racist to end that, because Arizona wanted to end that, and then the Democrats sued in Arizona saying that that was racist. And they said no. The Supreme Court ultimately said no, it is not racist, that it's up to the state of Arizona to make that decision. The other one, which most of the country's been hearing about, but me living in California, I've heard about a little bit longer, is ballot harvesting. And the Supreme Court also said that it is not racist to strike down ballot harvesting. Ballot harvesting is the process of collecting multiple ballots and dumping them off into a voter box or into a precinct, into a polling place. The reason that that is dangerous is that you lose chain of custody. So each ballot, and we've talked about it a lot, has chain of custody documented on it. So, for instance, Victoria said when she used mail-in, she was able to track that ballot as it went through the process, and she was able to ensure that it got counted. That's called chain of custody. What happens is when you have ballot harvesting, that is gone because it goes into the hands of someone else and not necessarily being tracked through the system.
Well, what prevents someone from doing, like Lewis and I did a drop box, so we just took our ballots, dropped them off. We each had, you know, the little tracking number that we tracked. But what prevents someone from writing down their tracking number and then handing it to their neighbor or whomever who can drop it
off
for them if they're disabled?
A lot of times what's happening is that people go to nursing homes or they go to churches or whatever, and they collect a lot of ballots. And the question is, does it give the opportunity for fraud? And I think many people worry that that provides an opportunity for fraud or to pressure people to vote in a certain way. That was the accusation against Republicans, actually, in California this time around. The Republican Party figured out how to ballot harvest, and they started going to churches. And the Democrat Party was like, wait a second, you're putting the pressure on all these people to vote in a certain way. And it's just not a good practice. One vote,
the
one
end
person.
Of June. Usually when they make all these announcements, if a justice is going to retire, that is made clear.
Well,
Stephen
Breyer
did not announce that he was retiring. 21 after the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to get into the social media aspect of things going on in the News Talk Radio world. Comments from you about some of the issues of the week. One of the questions that we asked Jay Kirshner was whether or not reporters should be forced to give up their sources. That's a continuing conundrum, it would seem. Some people, well, never mind what I say, what some people say. What are some of the people that listen to our program say?
Yeah, pretty much everybody believes that they should. Once upon a time, it was to protect the source, but now it seems like they're protecting opinions over facts. Michael Dunn says, these days, these poor excuses for journalists make up the sources themselves and then have no responsibility or accountability. It's wrong and misleading. Randy,
you know, that's a whole other side. That's an interesting thing. How much of it is they don't want to tell because they don't really have anybody and they've made it up, these stories? I think that's an interesting point of view.
I think it's both, right? I think it's both.
Anyway, go ahead, Jay. Excuse me.
Randy Hendrickson says, nope, reporters should not be forced to give up their sources, but then also adds government employees shouldn't be allowed to plead the fifth.
Okay, there you go. Michael Moore listens to this program, huh? That's cool.
Right? Pretty exciting stuff. I'm not sure it's that Michael Moore.
Or the LAPD police chief, because there's only two, right?
Right, there are two. Yeah.
Moore says, I would be more likely to believe some of the news from a privately held organization that is not compromised by a corporate agenda. News, just that. If I want an opinion, I'll go ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad idea.
No, it isn't, but there's still a lot of corruption here. Okay, what else do people say?
Chris Burton says, that's an interesting question. In the past, it was obvious. It was an attempt to protect the source. And however, these days, so much is just plain unsubstantiated trash.
Yes, that's a good phrase. I like that. I have to hold on to that. Unsubstantiated trash.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can't have it's not like ghostwriters. I think that when it does come to reporting on something, sources need to be named because there has to be some kind of paper trail. I feel like today's society, we all need receipts.
Yeah, good. Meghan McCain is leaving The View. What are people saying about that?
Some people said good. Good riddance. A lot of other people say it's a bummer. Tabitha Young says she's the only one that seemed sane on the show. Well, Jeremy Wood kind of echoed that and said, I'm surprised she stayed as long as she did with her kind of family money. I'm sure she didn't need the check, but it was good to have a voice of some logic on there.
Mm-hmm. And interesting how the trickle-down business, because the mother is the heiress for the largest beer distribution facility in Arizona. So they're worth a couple of $100 million. And, you know, that, does that automatically apply to the children as well under the circumstances? I think that's an interesting question. All right, so I said it was the 4th of July Independence Weekend. Question, how long does one identify as a true patriot, or how do you identify yourself? What are the people saying responding to that?
Jeff Schmidt identifies it as stand for what's right for everybody in all caps, respect for people who have served in our military and our flag, respect for your elders, family values, and God, and most importantly, all caps, you must love dogs.
Yay!
There you go. That's one we can all get behind.
Yep. All right, who else?
Kevin Kimmel says, I fly my flag year-round and replace it when it gets damaged and on Flag Day. If on or near a veteran's hospital or on a military post, I stop and salute.
How do you dispose of a flag properly?
Oh, add to this as well. Turns the damaged flag into the VFW to be disposed of properly.
You don't throw them in the trash.
No,
you're not supposed to burn them. You don't toss them in the bonfire either.
All right, who else? What else have we got on this? This is good stuff.
John Baker actually points out flying a flag, dressing patriotic, adorning your yard does not make one a patriot. Actions like voting, supporting our troops, police, firemen, being law-abiding citizens, helping those less fortunate, and working toward the betterment of society as a whole is the foundation of patriotism.
All right, so we post all these, don't we, on our social media pages ourselves at Twitter and Instagram?
Yes, we post the questions and you chime in with your comments at DJB Show is the handle.
Help yourself. 28 past...
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
COVID cases on the rise in one of America's largest cities. The number of cases in Los Angeles doubling over the last 2 weeks. L.A. County health officials blame it on the Delta variant. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy discussing the Delta variant on the PBS NewsHour Friday.
It's all over the country. It's doubling nearly every 2 weeks. And it will very quickly become the dominant variant in the United States.
Dr. Murthy says the Delta variant is especially dangerous to the unvaccinated because of how fast it spreads. The good news, though, is the vaccines we have are resistant to it. Tension in Afghanistan as the U.S. closes Bagram Air Base. Friday's closure ends 2 decades of American military operations in Afghanistan, and there's fear over what happens next. Some intelligence reports say the Taliban could retake control of the country in as little as 6 months. Many Afghans have left or are planning to leave the country. A 23-year-old grocery store owner tells the New York Times there is no hope for the future. This is USA Radio News. Another child's body found in the wreckage of a collapsed building in South Florida. Local officials announcing Friday the body of a 7-year-old girl was found Thursday night in the rubble of the 12-story condo in Surfside. She was the daughter of a Miami firefighter. She's the third child confirmed to have died in the collapse, along with a 10-year-old and a 4-year-old who were siblings. While no survivors have been found in over a week, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cavez says the time isn't right to shift to a recovery operation.
Our top priority remains search and rescue. I want to be very clear about that. And we will take no action that will jeopardize our ability to continue the search and rescue mission.
The latest number is 22 dead, 126 unaccounted for. President Biden feeling good about the latest jobs numbers. Friday's report shows 850,000 jobs added, higher than some expectations. The unemployment rate still under 6%, but it did rise from 5.6% to 5.9%. Biden says our economy is on the move and we have COVID-19 on the run. This is USA Radio News.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. Doug Steffen here with the DJV people. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We are set to have another half-hour discussion about the charts this week that are posted at talkers.com and on our social media at DJV Show. The story this week went through half of the top half, if you will, of the story list. Let's do the same with the people list. Joe Biden is at number one on the talker people list this week. Lots to be said about what's going on, what he's doing for the weekend. I don't know that is there anything that really stands out?
I think they have the Capitol fireworks, right? That's the tradition every year for the president, right?
There was also the bit of controversy because federal government shut down South Dakota. Kristi Noem, the governor there, wanted to do fireworks as they do every year at Mount Rushmore. And because it's a national park.
Federal facility.
The federal government shut them down, yet they're still having fireworks at the Capitol. And so there's been this back and forth about whether or not that was political retribution or what?
Fire hazards or something? I don't know.
They do it every year?
Top of Mount Rushmore? There's nothing up there but rock.
Yeah.
Not likely there's going to be a big fire up there. If you've never been, it's
surrounded by brush, right?
Well, you've got to spread yourself out a little bit. And she's become a lightning rod for a lot of the stuff that the Democrats don't like.
I think people get scared of her because she's young and, you know, good-looking, attractive, and conservative, and that's not
she needs to have a better. She needs to have a hamburger, though. Okay, next. Dr. Fauci. We've still got this guy. Why hasn't he gone away yet? And his pronouncements. Nobody listens to him. I don't even know why he's on the list, frankly. Nobody listens to him.
That's not true, actually. You don't listen to him, but
no, I don't.
A major chunk of the country does.
I think most critical thinkers who realize that he's been lying to people and funneling money to fund this gain-of-function research, and all you have to do is look at the documentation because it's all there online, I think people are waking up and they're like, okay, maybe we need a different spokesperson for this disease because credibility... It's going.
All right, number three on the list is Donald Trump. I don't know that we have to rehash all of the stuff that we've talked about already with regard to the indictments and how
He's trending this week because he went to the border. And that was a huge deal because it was the catalyst that brought Kamala Harris to the border last Thursday. because they had no intention of going to the border until Trump said that he was going on the 30th, and that's what he did this week with Governor Abbott. And he actually went to McAllen, Texas, where there's a real problem. Kamala Harris went to El Paso, where there is border wall and not much to
no
see.
Problem.
And shouldn't even go the 10 miles out of the way to go to the migrant facility where the kids are being, where there have been reports of sexual abuse going on in government facilities. She didn't go there. And so Trump went to the border, and he stayed, and he did town halls, and he answered questions, and he looked more presidential. And here's the thing. If Obama had done this to Trump, I would have gone apoplectic. But Obama didn't have to do this to Trump because Trump actually handled the border, and the Biden administration is not
doing that.
Well,
that's debatable.
Well, what, they're handling
debate
the
away, but
debate?
The proof is in the pudding. I mean, this is 25-year, 25,
they're not handling the immigration
high.
Situation
not,
at
no
all.
Way.
I made a mess of it. Yeah. Okay, Nancy Pelosi and Liz Cheney are 4 and 5. It seems Ms. Pelosi has chosen Liz Cheney as the only Republican to be on this House Select Committee to investigate the Capitol riot. At the moment, Liz Cheney is my favorite
Bipartisan. They couldn't get a bipartisan commission to investigate it because everybody that is a critical thinker knows that this is going to be, they're going to take one nugget from whatever they're going to find out about the Capitol, and they're going to use it to try to shut down Republican voters in 2022 because Pelosi's afraid she's going to lose her speaker's gavel, and she probably will.
See you later.
There's already investigations underway, and she's named Adam Schiff, who... There isn't a camera that he hasn't lied to over the last several years. They've named Jamie Raskin, Zoe Lofgren. All of these people are part of the impeachment. They were impeachment managers. So to try to suggest that this is somehow an independent investigation and Liz Cheney now gets involved with it, ugh. It's very partisan.
All right. I'm going to skip over the next two hacks. McConnell and McCarthy. Kamala Harris, I always am interested in taking a shot at her because she's completely useless, and worse than that, just is all about Kamala. But you were talking about where she's been. Wasn't there some report from her staff that they're upset because she's a bully and she treats people badly?
Well, Axios reported that's sort of like this whisper campaign against her, and that it's actually
by
not
people
true,
who work
and
for
everyone
her?
Has have,
oh.
every, Why everyone's probably, coming forward defending her, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I think it's, you know,
imagine
it's
that.
Unfortunate,
I mean,
because we don't hear enough stuff about men in these positions. And this,
well, but that doesn't take
time,
away from her
but
being
every
a bad
time
actor.
We hear this stuff, it's about a woman, whether it's Amy Klobuchar
but
being terrible
they did it to Trump.
Staff.
I mean, they did it
nah.
to Trump. All
Not
every
to his
day.
Staff, though.
Oh, but no, but they went after Trump and said that it's a hostile work environment, anonymous sources, and then they come out and they weren't even working in his inner circle and all this stuff. I mean, these reports come out. It's what happens when you're the vice president or the president. And so this week, Politico came out with 25 sources. Now, all of them were anonymous, but 25 people within her office and within the president's office that say that it is a really bad work environment. And her spokesperson, Simone Sanders, came out and said, well, we're not doing bunnies and rainbows here. You know, people need to realize that this is
lollipops and roses
tough.
Instead. Yeah.
But, right. you know, yeah, okay. Is it an effort to take her down? Maybe. Maybe.
I just think, you know, when you get down to the list here, the only two people we haven't talked about, number 9 is Tucker Carlson, who is a complete waste of time as far as I'm concerned.
Can someone explain to me? I find him
being spied on. He's
appalling.
That's the reason he's on the list.
So he says...
Spied on for what reason? Who would give a damn about him?
Why did he say... I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's not unheard of. Look, the Obama administration...
No, but why him? He's a useless turd. Why would anybody care?
But you think that. He's
that's
the most
right.
powerful person on top. Radio. I mean, on cable news.
That doesn't
tell you. Tucker?
That doesn't say much for cable news. If he's the most powerful guy.
Just because you don't like someone doesn't discount them. You don't like Kamala Harris. There are plenty of people that like Kamala Harris.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
Just because you don't like someone doesn't mean they aren't like rattling some cages.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The story here, I mean, I get that you don't like him. You've made it clear. But the story is that he says the NSA has been spying
proof?
On him.
What is his evidence?
Proof?
Yeah.
Is there proof
what
of that?
Makes him think
he
that?
Did. He did a whole show on the proof of the spying. It
Where
was,
did he get the
that,
information?
So, like, what are some examples? Like, did he find a bug in his house? Like the mafia? Like, what
did
he...
I think he found email chains and such. I'll have to go through. I didn't watch the
Why
shows,
would the NSA give two hoops
I know,
about
right?
this guy?
Okay.
Honestly.
But let me just finish this thought. Remember, Obama's administration spied on James Rosen, who was the Fox News reporter that covered the Obama White House. They tapped his lines. They were listening to his conversations with his mother, and the same comment could be made. Why in the world would they care what James Rosen is saying? He's a White House correspondent, but yet it happened, and it's been documented. There are accusations that the Trump administration was spying on some reporters from CNN. It happens. The government,
yeah,
I think, were waking up
to
see
personal records or something. It was weird.
Well, see, and now you believe that one. So, Doug, do you believe that one too?
No, I'm saying that's what the report was. I don't know what I believe. I'm just saying
it's
the report
that
came out
that
that's what they're
to
saying.
All right, Bill Cosby is number 10.
We should have a level of privacy, and then we should not think that, I mean, maybe the government's going to spy on you, Doug. You say a lot of crazy things about China. Maybe they're going to start listening to you.
China,
maybe they already are.
Maybe they already are. So it does matter, I think.
We get my cell phone, see if the Chinese are listening. I should, every time I start a phone, USOB Chinese people listening or whatever. Okay, next. Bill Cosby. The DJV download this week has a focus on Bill Cosby, at least the one that's down there now at DJVshow.com. We have a lot to say about the cause, being released from prison, the grand jury tossed his conviction, and Felicia Richard now seems to be in the hot seat because she, I guess she kind of supports. She's happy he's out, right? Because it was a travesty of justice.
Yeah,
so she
and
said.
She gets to. You know, if that's what she thinks, then she can have that opinion. There are plenty of victims who have come out and said, this sucks, and they get to get
Howard University, she's a dean at the theater school or something, said that her tweet lacks sensitivity. Says who?
Well, she walked it back and apologized and said she believes victims and blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, but do you really, though? You're standing up for your friend. I get that. But, like, you know, do you really believe victims? Because there were 60 women over the course of, what, 20 years came out?
That's a hard row to hoe. I think she's got a tough time with that one. But anyway.
Then you just don't say anything, maybe. You just tell your friend on the phone, hey, I'm glad you're out. But, like, you don't make a public statement.
Back to the story list in a moment, because we haven't talked about the Florida condo situation, which we certainly ought to. It's number 5 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine as we review the hot hits in talk radio on the Talk Radio Review.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Talk Radio Countdown Show story list for this weekend. It's the last week of June, first week of July, 4th of July weekend. Happy 4th of July. If you're going to celebrate it and do what's intended. That's thinking about our country and what it's all about. At number 10 on the story list from Talkers, Bill Cosby getting out of jail. Number 9, the immigration problem. Number 8, race relations in our country. Number 7, the economy and the infrastructure piece of that. Number 6, the heat wave, especially what's going on in the northwest part of our country. The Florida condo crash, number 5. Supreme Court rulings and all that stuff being released, number 4. Various races, political races, New York, California, etc. Number 2, the indictment of the Trump Organization. That's a big deal. And number 1 still is the COVID because of the Delta variant and vaccines and that sort of thing. Top 10 items from the charts at Talkers Magazine. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. That's two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with an overview of the top 10 people as decided by the research done at Talkers Magazine of News Talk Focus. At number 10 this week, no surprise, the discussion maybe would be even higher if it wasn't that Bill Cosby released at the end of the week, but he's number 10 on the list. Number 9 is that phony baloney Tucker Carlson. Number 8, another phony baloney in my estimation, Kamala Harris. Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell occupy the number 7 and 6 spot. Liz Cheney, number 5. I think at this point I would say she's my favorite Republican. That doesn't make a hit with people who love Trump. Nancy Pelosi is 4. Speaking of Mr. Trump, he's number 3 on the people list. Dr. Fauci, why he's still on the list even is a mystery to me. But anyway, he's at 2. And Joe Biden, as you might expect, traveling around the country with his wife for the 4th of July, number 1 on the people list, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, back to our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. One of the things, there are a couple of trending things here. The story of Brittany and what's gone on with her. How that's going to, I think that is something that...
So can someone tell me what this is all about? Because there have been people who say there's more to the story, and then there's people who say that there's not, that the judge won't take her dad off the conservatorship. Like, what is
that? That's actually, yeah, that's confusing to people, and people ran with headlines that aren't accurate. So last November, there was a petition that Brittany wanted her lawyer to file to have her father removed from the conservatorship. Her lawyer never filed it. So after her testimony last week, the lawyer then filed it. So this is basically, the judge is just upholding a decision that she had made a while ago. It's really much ado about nothing. It just means for now, Jamie's keeping his position. So, but the back and forth with this case is just, it just, oh my God, it'll make your head spin. It'll make your head spin. But all interesting, right, though, this has gone all the way now. Senator Elizabeth Warren and Bob Casey are now, they've sent out an official letter. They want to look into conservatorships and laws and things like that, because Brittany's testimony has really brought the whole issue of conservatorships to a national forefront.
Be.
Yep.
Yeah, one of the cutest things I've seen this week is a picture, because it's Princess Diana's, it would have been her 60th birthday, and the whole business about the boys going together to the unveiling of the statue and stuff, is a picture floating around on the a couple of different, I'm looking at the one on Instagram, of John Travolta dancing with Princess Di.
Oh, remember that? That iconic photograph.
Oh, yeah. My God, what a great picture that is. It really is a great picture.
They had brushes on each other or something, didn't they? Didn't I?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Ooh,
it was, yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, as much as he can crush on people.
Did he? I don't know.
The Florida condo situation, what an unbelievable mess. And you know what I wonder is, they tear this place down, will somebody be allowed to build another condo? You know what the value is of a beachfront property there. Somebody's bound to try to put up another place right there on that same spot.
You should probably wait and see if it's a sinkhole or not first, right? I mean,
well, I can figure that out pretty easily, frankly. But the situation hasn't really changed. It's one of those things that captures your imagination. But what do you say? What do you think? Because, you know, it is what it is.
Horrible.
It's, yeah, kind of. The heat wave, number 6 this week. The situation in the Northwest, the drought in the Southwest, it really is.
500 people in British Columbia died because of this heat wave.
Yeah.
121 degrees in Canada.
Unheard of.
Totally.
Yeah.
The record that Las Vegas holds is only 117 degrees. So it beat that. That's just crazy. Yeah.
It is.
But,
it does.
People like to say climate change isn't real, so sure.
Things are kind of upside down in this this circumstance. You got to, what the heck is going on? That is a question. The world continues to turn, and we talk about it here. DJ Veers on the Talk Radio Review, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time with a review of the top five items this week from the world of technology and how they've impacted or will impact you, because there's the present and the future. And here to do the honors is Victoria Keeling. Keeling, where'd that come from? Keeling that starts the world at number five. All right, we count down, Victoria, from five to one. Mm-hmm. What's at number five?
Well, Microsoft had a kind of a buzzy week. They were in the news for several different stories, so we'll do like a little recap here. So the first one is, if you are still using Microsoft's Internet Explorer, like Doug, you are like the last two people using it, and it will officially be killed in August. So Internet Explorer, they announced, will officially be replaced with Microsoft Edge. And so that was one big news. And so Internet Explorer was, if you are not going to Windows 11, which that was another announcement that looks like the hint is that October 11th will be the debut of Windows 11. And so with Windows 11, it doesn't even come with Internet Explorer. It's completely disabled. It's now Microsoft Edge. That's the new default browser for Windows. So if you are on an older machine and you still have Internet Explorer, that will... You've got a, maybe about a year, and then you're going to really have to make some hardware choices. So, and then the other thing that kind of made some buzz, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella, he's only the third CEO in Microsoft's history, he was asked about the future of work life, like what office life, work life will look like. He said hybrid work represents the biggest shift to how we work in a generation. And he firmly believes that this is how we're going to move forward. It's a new operating model. Microsoft Teams has now over 145 million daily active users. So that's pretty telling. That's double from the number from a year ago, pre-pandemic. So he said, I think coming out of the pandemic, we're going to have to define productivity in a more broad sense. And he said inclusive of collaboration, learning, and well-being, having that work-life balance at home. So I don't think he's wrong. I think that it is kind of a new frontier.
Number four on our list of the top five is a focus on something from Google.
Yep, Google will now tell users when search results are rapidly changing around a breaking story, essentially letting you know, hey, this might not be the most reliable story yet, we're still developing. The algorithm has now been tweaked to, it will give up a warning that says, if this topic is new, sometimes, you know, it can take time for results to be added by reliable sources, like major news sources. So you might, if you're searching something that's brand new that hasn't really broken yet, whether it's the latest Bennifer sighting or something that's political, you will probably see this type of warning on Google now.
All right, number three.
This was a big week for Facebook. Facebook had a good week. I don't know how many weeks they're going to have that are this good, but this one was a good one. So on Monday, a U.S. district court dealt a huge blow to the federal government's antitrust case against Facebook. They dismissed the complaint filed against Facebook by the Federal Trade Commission. The lawsuit, which was actually filed late last year, it essentially wanted to unwind Facebook from their acquisitions of Instagram and WhatsApp. And so the judge dismissed it and said, you know, you can't just, there's no evidence here. You have to have evidence that not only, you know, did they block their competition, but they acquired their competition. You can say, oh, Facebook's too big, but the judge said, you know, you got to come with some more than that. He did leave the door open, though, for this to be revisited. The FTC has until July 29th to revise their case and possibly unwind Facebook and Instagram, but I don't know. I don't see that happening. That's how can you force a company to sell off part of its company? I don't know. I don't really know the legal grounds that they have to stand on for that.
Number two, Amazon. Looking for...
Here's another one. Amazon wants the Federal Trade Commission Chair, Lina Khan, who's brand new and very vocal about antitrust issues, especially when it comes to Amazon. They want her recused from the purchase of MGM Studios that Amazon's buying. That will have to be reviewed by the FTC, so they're asking for her to be recused from that. I don't know if that's going to happen. That's literally why she was put in the position by Biden, so
exactly.
We'll see.
Number one, a huge breach this week.
Oh, yeah, this is another big one. So a second massive LinkedIn breach reportedly exposed the data of 700 million users, which is more than 92% of people on the platform. Email addresses, full names, phone numbers, physical addresses, geolocation records, usernames for LinkedIn, all this stuff got exposed and is now being sold on the dark web. So the best thing you can do, go in, change your password, don't reuse passwords for other apps, and freeze your credit report so identity theft will not affect you.
There they are, top five items from the world of technology. It's Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.